This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hoping that our friend gets a win at Kansas Speedway this weekend. Mr. Clint Boyer is on the hotline right now.
The only reason I wanted him on the show today is so we could talk to him about Bubba. Yes, and please. Make sure that he does not influence that young, good-looking 25-year-old, everything-to-live-for guy. Because you know Boyer, he... I warned him the other day about the Bible study with him.
Born May 30th in Emporia, Kansas, our next guest has grown to become one of the most recognizable and beloved drivers in the sport of NASCAR. He's had big wins at Martinsville and Michigan this season. He currently sits in sixth place in the Monster Energy Cup standings. He recently finished second at the famed Talladega Super Speedway. And this Sunday, he's looking for a big win on his home turf, as he returns to the Kansas Speedway for the Hollywood Casino 400. Please welcome, NASCAR star and friend of the show, Clint Boyer.
Oh, you devastatingly handsome superstar racer, what are you doing?
Man, getting ready to rock. I'm in Kansas City.
Are you already here?
Yeah, man. Man, I've been everywhere. Monday, I was getting ride-alongs for Ford in Vegas. Get this, boy. You want to talk about being in the doghouse. So, my kid brings home the stomach bug from naturally. And up all night puking, out both ends, the mess. This kid has went to Talladega since then, got everybody. I mean, we've drugged this illness from Talladega to 84 degrees Talladega, land with my wife and kids, had to drop them off in Emporia Sunday night to a 29 degrees and snowing. She has since gotten sick. My mom's gotten sick. Dad got sick. My sponsor from Texas got it.
Oh, no.
Everybody got it that were in Talladega. He has spread this stuff everywhere. So, conveniently, I dropped Laura and the kids off in 29-degree weather and snowing with both kids sick and went to Vegas. I had to work. I mean, when you got to work, you got to work.
So you're dragging.
I went off to Vegas, came back, and then my pilot gets sick.
Oh.
We had to leave to go to Austin yesterday. In complete shambles. My man, I'm like, hey, you got to suck it up. We got to go to Austin. We had to go to the F1 race for Peak yesterday, which was awesome.
Right.
We go rolling into Austin. My man runs into the bathroom. These pilots are all like, hey, is that your pilot in there? Yeah, that's my guy.
Oh, I know the one, too, Nick, because you dragging a little Typhoid Mary around. I mean, those little germ donkeys will give you the worst evil sickness of all time. I had it so bad. I was partially unconscious for 2 days, and same thing, out both ends. And at one point, it happened, and I was like, oh, man, that just went right in my pants. And I was like, and I still laid there for another 15 minutes. I was like, I got to get up. But I was so weak. Oh, my God. It's so terrible, man. It's so bad.
Oh. It's been a week, man. It's been good. It's been real, real nice. But finally came really back here. Had a great meeting with all the people at Traeger Grills last night with all the dealers and stuff in the Midwest.
Good.
Had a partnership with them for a long time. And just kind of getting back in the grind of things, man.
Are you feeling good? Physically, are you feeling okay?
Yeah. I'm not seeing it. You could possibly be the only one that didn't get it, but there's no way in hell that I'm going to say that out loud.
No, you need to get one of those inflatable orbs like the kids that can run around. Like, it's like a giant soft hamster ball and just stick cash in it.
I got in the plane yesterday with a gas mask, wore it all the way to Austin.
Yes. Yes, man.
I pulled the oxygen tank down and just used it all the way. I was like, there's no way I'm breathing.
You just lay in a giant trough full of Purell breathing through a straw. I met Bubba Wallace Jr. the other day.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Wow. I warned him about you. I said, look, because we asked him. I go, you're 25. You're not married. I go, and you know, good Lord, is that guy good looking. So I'm looking at this picture of him, and I'm like, so what's it like out there? I mean, you know, you're on fire. You know, it's your second year, 35 races in. And, you know, he had a great finishing race in Daytona. And the girls, and he immediately went to, like, I have a girlfriend I love very much, and I don't even pay attention to these things. And I go, all right. I go, listen, I go, first thing first, can we start, you know, mentioning names? And, of course, your name comes up. And I go, and he loves you. And I go, listen, you need to stay away from Clint Boyer. I go, he's a good Christian these days. But his Bible studies were long and arduous events, I hear. He was a man about town. So I've warned him about being influenced by you.
That's probably a good warning. I would say that's probably not the first warning he's had about me.
See, I love
I'm kind of that old school guy. I came in with, you know, all my heroes were, it's just a different deal. They didn't wear spandex and ride bikes 40, 50 miles a day and stuff like that. They did, however, stay out late
yep.
and drink a lot.
Yes.
And really enjoyed themselves. Those days are over.
Well, listen, you still have that in you, and that's one of the reasons I think you're so loved is, man, and I talked to Bub about this. I go, racing's about fist fighting at the end sometimes. It came from a very questionable bootlegger place and on the sand down in Daytona. I go, that's where NASCAR screws up. I'm like, you got to have good guys and bad guys. You have to have rivalries. If you want people to be emotionally invested, you have to have it. And you know what? He gets that. And then I said, and I wish somebody would punch Denny Hamlin in the face. And he said, I think there's probably a line. So I knew it.
Oh, that's funny. Man, I tell you, he's, you know, there's a list of them right now. I mean, he's one of probably three or four of those new guys. I mean, Ryan Blaney's another one. I like him. He's a good kid. His dad was cool. He's a good, you know, a teammate of mine. Really under the radar, quiet. You know, but it's always funny, all those little turds come over and, you know, rain out or something. Hey, you got any whiskey in your bus? You're like, do what? Yeah, you got any Jack Daniels? You're like, well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can we have a shot? That's the kids just want to take a shot and leave. You're like, what?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know, but you can't, that's like priming the pump, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
That's exactly. We're not going to play a round of just the tip.
We're going to throw it out.
Yeah. 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 That's like saying, I'm just going to put the tip in just for a minute, see how it feels.
That's their sales pitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Since I got a hold of them, they don't come over anymore, though. I don't know what the hell happened.
It's just so much fun, Clint. It really is. I'm so happy, man. I think the weather's going to cooperate and be great. I think the weather's killer. I think it's going to be a fast track. Everything on your team is just working together so well, man. That's just, you go back. I was watching just some reruns on YouTube of Talladega, and I was like, man, this team is together. You guys really, you've created something great.
Last week was awesome. I mean, literally, never been done before. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, the cooperation. That's the thing. It took discipline. It took teamwork. You couldn't get greedy, you know.
Right.
You had to let each other in, and we had to get better at it. We weren't very good at first without those restarts and just kept getting better and better and perfecting it. And, you know, the Fords are fast. Doug Yates and everybody at Roush Engines are phenomenal. You know that going into a track
sure.
like Talladega. You know that going into a track like Kansas. But it is. I mean, you're right. Everybody's through Haas Racing's on their game and, you know, have worked hard to become the best team in cup racing, and I really do feel like I am at the right, you know, the right time and the best team. I mean, look at it. Four cars are still competing for a championship. No other team has done that.
No, you're the right place, man.
You know, and then the next side of that, one of the coolest things I've ever been able to do, you know, Peak has been with me a long time. Peak Antifreeze and Blue Death got them back on board. You know, after a couple year hiatus, they're back with me for next year and many years to come. And not only that, for the first time, we got him on the F1 car. I mean, Gene Haas, my owner, he not only owns Cup cars, he owns F1 cars. And we was able to you know, bridge that gap and put Peak on the side of those F1 cars. We went down to Austin and unveiled that yesterday. And, man, I'm telling you, that's something – that I was excited for Peak and Old World Industries, and my buddy Brian has always been there and have the relationship with. I mean, just that opportunity doesn't happen. And because of where I'm at with Stuart Haas Racing and Gene Haas, it was reality, and it was pretty damn cool to go down there and be a part of it.
When are you going to get in? When are you going to get in the car?
I don't think I could fit my leg in this thing. You want to talk about horse jockeys. I mean, these guys are...
right? And you're not a giant guy.
Over here? How did you even get here? I mean, this thing is so tiny. You get there, the engine, little Ferrari engine is probably... I don't know. It's so small, so compact. It's a hybrid engine. It's got this crazy super-duper battery, lithium-ion battery that, like, charges the turbo. And then through the exhaust somehow recycles back to charge the battery that charges the turbo. The thing, it feeds itself.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
That's
the
amazing.
The thing I've ever seen in my life.
And see, I feel like you're going to take a round at this and just practice a little bit and see what you feel about it. Because you know what? We get F1 guys all the time. We get Formula guys in stock car racing, and why not go the other way?
You know, I don't know. I mean, how I grew up around here in Kansas in the Midwest, I mean, honestly, my dream, like I told him yesterday, I did a lot of media and stuff over there and you know, talking about the Peak deal and the association with both Cup and F1. But, I mean, I told them, like, when you grew up in Kansas racing dirt modifieds at Lakeside Speedway, racing at I-70, racing at Heartland Park, Humboldt, Kansas, you know, may before you wake up, may enter some sort of wild, crazy dream about being on a Cup track with Dale Earnhardt or Richard Petty or something like that, Jeff Gordon.
Yep.
You damn sure never dreamed. You woke up way before you ever got to an F1 level globally all around the world. So I'm happy where I'm at.
Sure.
I'm living my dream, you know. But it was cool to see that how that world happens. I mean, that car shows up. I mean, they come in containers. They show up. It's like a tractor. The engine and drivetrain kind of hold everything together. Three pieces of this car came together, and in the 2 hours I was standing there doing media. They built two race cars. Full-blown F1 cars were built. Like, I kept looking over the people's shoulders I was interviewing with, and it was like, one more piece would come on, one more piece come on. By the time it was done, the thing was fired up and running. It was crazy.
It's amazing. And it's funny, because, you know, we've never really had a guy, an F1, come in and dominate stock car racing at all. And it's because to the layman, you go, it's racing. And then you think, okay, well, they're going to be so good because they race – you know, these road courses, and you don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's a different animal altogether. It is a car, it's four wheels, and it's a race, but that's where it really stops.
You know, it's just, and it used to not be so bad. You know, it used to be a time, even as early as my career, where you could kind of get into something and your raw talent, your driving ability or whatever else could kind of prevail. The way racing evolves, the technology and everything that's went with it, the engineering and stuff like that, you just can't jump in. You know, it's not a dirt late model anymore. I can't get in a dirt late model like I used to be able to and run with those guys. Those guys are too good. They've honed their skills in to that specific trade, and they're just too damn good. That's why you can't get an F1 guy to get in a Cup car. That's why these kids can't get in our Cup cars and outrun the old guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the experience and the way we've honed our skills on that specific job. You know, you can't outrun it.
And nobody likes to lose. But haven't you got to that point where you know at some point there's a curve, right, for all of us. And I've always been of the mind, like, if you can beat us, then you know what? You earned it. But if you do get beat, you want it to be by someone you actually like and you think is a great racer, because somehow it's a little easier that way. And I feel the same way about radio, where you go, you know, at some point you get passed up, but you go – you just want them to be a good person, or like somebody go to the moon, kid. Like, I've got mine. Like, I hope yours is incredible.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, but I mean, through my career, I just so happened to have my career as somebody was probably arguably going to be the best to go down and be the best Cup driver ever.
Right.
I mean, it was just terrible timing on my part, but it was in 1-7 championships. But, you can't not like the guy.
No.
He's a good dude.
Oh.
Does the right things. Does so many good charity things. Calls when you're down. Is a good dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're happy for the guy. Pissed off that he beat you, but you're happy
sure.
for him.
Now that when I met him in Vegas, at the award, he just looked at me. Hey, he's ridiculously good looking. His wife is incredibly beautiful. Then he's got that charisma. And when you look at it, you think of his racing career, and you're like, I should, by all accounts, not like you, but he's got that A-list quality thing where you're like, man, that guy's something. And then you look at Denny Hamlin, and you're like, I'd like to kick you right in your vagina.
God, I can't wait to see Danny today. There's a video guy here that's going to kick your ass. You don't want to run into him.
I would love it. I would love it. I'd show him a picture of Don Post and then punch him as hard as I could. No, not really. I won't. There's be none of those shenanigans. Those are all just jokes, people. I'm not doing it.
No, I know. I know. Man, are you coming out?
No, hell no. I hate that.
Listen to this.
I hate that stuff.
Out for me. Invited my wife and I, Casey and Chip, we're coming to the Chiefs game right after the race. Hopefully we'll be celebrating being in the playoffs still and going over there and watching the Chiefs. How about them?
Let me tell you this. You win in Kansas this Sunday. You ain't going to the Chiefs game.
Oh, yeah. Probably won't. It'll be a form of me. We'll be all the way there, but I'll be there.
Well, speaking of young kids, and you know me, I'm not a sports guy except for racing. And so Mahomes, he is, it's fun to watch him. Now, he's got my attention because he's young and he seems cool. And he's like the kid who doesn't know how bad it hurts when you jump the ramp, Evel Knievel style. Some of the stuff he's doing, you're like, he's doing it because nobody told him he couldn't. And it's working and he's winning. And it's pretty fun to watch.
It is. It's so much fun to watch. I mean, literally everybody knows, you know, in my world, everybody knows I'm a Chiefs fan. I have and live in North Carolina and the Panthers are there and they're just not likable. The game sucks. The people don't know how to have fun. You got to go to a tailgating experience in downtown Charlotte. It sucks.
No, I get it.
To Arrowhead and tailgated with a bunch of crazy Kansas Cityans. You will not like downtown Charlotte tailgating. I mean, they're all buttoned up in their high-dollar clothes and stuff. I'm like, hey, where's the work gloves and the cold beer? That's and the bonfires.
Yeah.
Hot dogs. There's no hot dogs or hamburgers being cooked there. It's some sort of nice high-end food trays and stuff like that. I'm like, but no.
No. It's funny. You go through this world, and it's funny. If you grew up here and you never leave, people have a tendency to want to say it's not great. But if you leave and you go to another city, you spend any time, you'll come back to Kansas City and appreciate it for what it is. And that's a bunch of really fine people, hardworking, real working class people who are, by all standards, fantastically charitable and decent. And I say that not to pander to anybody, just because it's a true experience I've had. I love coming home here every time I travel away.
Man, I'm telling you, I've been everywhere in this country, literally. Every aspect of it, met fans all across the country. There's nobody that's more fun to hang out with and be around, conversational, genuine, nice. You go to a Chiefs game over there, I don't care who it is, who you're tailgating with, who's your neighbor, who's parked next to you, whatever the case may be, you end up sharing a beer with them, having a conversation with them, knowing where they're from, knowing where they work, knowing their friends. I mean, it's the Midwestern way.
Well, into that.
I'm not knocking on too many people. Everybody wants to talk about Southern hospitality. The best hospitality there is right here in Kansas, you know, and around the Kansas City area. This is so much fun to be a part of. Everybody in our garage area loves this place. The racetrack, Kansas Speedway, everything that's out here, and Legends and everything else. This is a destination racetrack for our sport, and everybody loves coming here.
Now, it'll be a great race this Sunday. Starts tonight, of course, with ARCA. Then tomorrow, you got the Xfinity Series, Kansas Lottery 300 rolls into the Cup Series, the Hollywood Casino 400, and man, it'll be great. I can't wait to see you. I'll stop by and we'll say hello, and man, have a great race, buddy. I'll be rooting for you, and for sure, I'll catch up with you on Sunday.
Hey, thanks. One more thing. I've told some people about the bowling ball launcher. We may have to show this thing off a little bit. I mean, there's some people that don't believe me already.
So. Oh, yes. Oh, we will bring proof. Oh, we'll definitely figure something out with that.
I'll see you soon.
All right, man. There it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.